Welcome. I am Layla Reyes, author of Freedom from Shame, Trauma, Forgiveness, and Healing from Sexual Abuse. As a survivor of childhood sexual abuse, I know firsthand how early trauma can affect the way that we connect with ourselves and others. For many, many years, my relationships were shaped by the impact of that abuse, making it hard to experience the love and connection that I longed for. But healing is possible. Today, I help people break free from these patterns to create the healthy, nourishing relationships that are their birthright, your birthright. In the last episode, we looked at how childhood trauma, like childhood sexual abuse, leaves a lasting impact on our relationships. We explored some of the key relational patterns that can develop from these experiences, like the fear of vulnerability and difficulty in trusting others. I hope you were able to start recognizing some of these patterns that might be holding you back. And if you haven't listened to that episode, go ahead and you can listen to that at a later time. Today, we're going to go even deeper by exploring how feelings of self-doubt and unworthiness, which are rooted in trauma, show up in our relationships. We'll look at how these feelings can lead us to make choices that may not serve our highest good. And together, we'll do some self-reflective exercises to help you identify how these beliefs might be influencing your relationship choices. For a long time, I struggled with feeling unworthy of loving myself, of being loved by others. And I see this experience mirrored in many of my clients. I had one client who had a wonderful man interested in her, someone who treated her with respect, wanted to give her a commitment and care. He told her that he'd be there for her, and he kept his boundaries very respectful because she was actually in a relationship with someone else. And he just let her know they were friends, and he let her know that he was interested in her, but she was in another relationship, and so he was very respectful, even while expressing his deep interest in a future with her. So she when she found out that her current boyfriend was cheating on her, instead of leaving him and considering this other option that was totally available to her, she went home and eventually married the boyfriend who had betrayed her. She didn't believe that she deserved the man who treated her so well, and she thought that he too would eventually hurt her. And so she stayed in a marriage for 2 decades. With a man who, at least her logic was, at least she knew the bad treatment that he was giving her. And she was afraid of the other guy, this really great guy, treating her even worse. So she chose the man who treated her poorly. This is a direct impact of childhood trauma, childhood sexual abuse. She ended up marrying this guy, and she never really felt fully loved by him or chosen by him or respected by him. So, after working together with this client, she realized how her sense of unworthiness was tied to her childhood trauma and what happened to her when she was a young girl, and how this trauma had influenced her choice in a partner. I'm happy to say that today she is not with him. She's in a relationship with someone who truly, truly cherishes her, and she receives it fully. For many people, there's often no clear connection between feelings of inadequacy or self-doubt and the early trauma that they've experienced. That's understandable, especially since these patterns are so deeply ingrained. When trauma happens at a young age, the mind isn't capable of logical thinking. It sees things in very simple terms, simple childlike terms. Either I'm loved or I'm not loved. Either I'm valued or I'm not valued. Abuse tends to override any positive experiences that we may have had, and creates a painful inner narrative that says something like, there's something wrong with me that this happened to me. I'm unworthy because this happened to me. So if you have experienced trauma and you feel unworthy or inadequate in your relationships, unable to create what you want or keep getting the same type of person showing up in your life, it can be incredibly freeing to explore this connection between trauma and the type of person that's showing up in your life today. As long as you're doing it without shame, that's the one caveat. Let's look and explore that connection, but don't go into shame around it. You can't begin to shift your relational patterns, the patterns that hurt you today, that cause you heartache and heartbreak, until you're aware of what's underneath them. Because without that, it's all automatic behavior that comes from, that was birthed in that early childhood experience. So this willingness to explore your feelings of self-worth and self-doubt is truly a doorway to freedom. Often, as in the story of my client I mentioned earlier, this sense of unworthiness can lead us to make choices that take us further from these partners who are emotionally unavailable, settle for less than we deserve. Or we can people please to hold on to that sense of connection. And it's a cycle that reinforces the belief that we don't deserve more, even when deep down we long for a different experience. I know that was my experience and the experience of many of my clients. So the biggest pattern to notice here is that you're making these choices again and again. They're not just behavior. Or behaviors. They're signals of a deeper feeling of unworthiness that has taken hold, taken root in our psyche, in our belief system. But by recognizing these choices for what they are, we open the door to creating healthier, more fulfilling relationships. It takes work. It's not that recognizing this, being aware of it, changes the patterning, changes your choices. Being aware of it just is the doorway to then making different choices. And it does take something from you to start making those choices because they're outside of your familiarity, your familiar way of being, the comfort zone, so to speak. So when unworthiness has taken root from early trauma, it can show up in really subtle but significant ways in our relationships. It's not always easy to spot, but there are some common signs that you can look out for. For example, you might find yourself deflecting compliments. You might find yourself prioritizing your partner's needs over your own. You might find yourself minimizing your own experience. You might find yourself staying in relationships that don't feel healthy or fulfilling. And you might find yourself not even knowing what you need in a relationship, not even recognizing that you're actually really needing something different. Or, for that matter, one clue is, you don't even know what you need. I say that because that was one of my once I became aware of that, I started making choices like I need or want, right? So I had an experience of really not knowing, like if somebody would ask me, this is how insidious it can be, do you want Mexican food or Chinese food for dinner tonight? And I honestly couldn't answer that question. It was always, well, what do you want? So even that simple thing took a lot of effort and energy on my part to shift. And in the beginning, I had to even choose. I had to choose one, even though I didn't know what it is that I wanted or needed. And I'm using that example just as an example, but that carries over into many, many, if not all of our choices. Then there's also this place of not prioritizing yourself, prioritizing your partner's needs, your partner's desires, your partner's visions and dreams for life. And the pattern of not prioritizing yourself and your own vision and your own dreams often makes it makes sense if you experienced abuse in early childhood where you weren't made to feel important or worthy. When you weren't prioritized as a child, no one taught you how to choose yourself. No one taught you how to make those to even be aware, you know, what do you need? It can be really difficult to ask for what you need or even recognize what those needs are. And when that's the case, it becomes very challenging to feel deserving of love or care. One way to recognize this pattern, now awareness is a huge piece. I'll say this probably a few times, but you have to become aware of what the pattern is before you can change it, because until then, it's just automatic. So one way to recognize this pattern is to notice how you feel. Do you feel free to speak up? You know, how free do you feel to speak up? Are you comfortable setting boundaries or asking for what you need? Do you feel fear around saying no when you mean no, end up saying yes instead of no? If you find yourself saying yes when you really want to say no, or if you go along with your partner to avoid conflict, these are all signs of underlying fear of rejection or abandonment that are like a straight line to what happened in childhood. So you may be afraid that if you assert yourself, then you'll lose the connection altogether. Big clue here. Another way that unworthiness, and remember, unworthiness is a symptom or a sign or a clue that there is early childhood wounding impacting you today. So another way unworthiness can manifest is by always speaking in a way that pushes people away. So it's not just about that fear of abandonment is not just from aligning with someone else. It can be pushing someone away. And this could show up like being overly assertive or critical. It's a protective mechanism. You might fear that people will hurt you, so you unconsciously push them away first. You know, I'll hurt them, you know, before they hurt me, or I won't let someone get close enough to reject me. But this will also keep you from experiencing genuine connection. So we have to be willing to have the experience of feeling rejected or somebody not wanting us in order to have that genuine connection, because then we'll know when we're not, you know, when we're not, you know, engaged in that pattern, we'll be able to more accurately or authentically connect with people and a potential partner for sure. So now that we've explored a little how feelings of self-doubt and unworthiness can impact our relationship choices, I want to turn a little bit to some reflective exercises. Remember, I said that you need to be aware of what the patterns are. You need to be aware of these things in before you can even make the changes. So taking time to explore these questions can help you reveal the hidden beliefs or behaviors that might be shaping your experiences in relationships. And journaling is a wonderful way to begin this process. I'm going to share a few prompts to get you started. That, you know, there are a lot more than just these, but these are a few ways to get started. And take these slowly and remember to approach each one with compassion for yourself, kindness for yourself. And I'll repeat these prompts a couple times, but you can also pause if you're listening to the recording. Really, maybe write them down, you know, really get them in your bones. So first, let's reflect on past relationships. So think about, here's a question for you to consider and to journal on. What choices did you make that might have stemmed from a place of feeling unworthy? I'll say that question again. What choices did you make that might have stemmed from a place of feeling unworthy. For example, did you stay in situations where you felt undervalued or overlooked? This particular question, really taking some time to reflect on the answers, can help you notice the patterns and understand where unworthiness might have influenced your decisions. So, what choices did you make that might have stemmed from a place of feeling unworthy? Really give yourself some time to answer that question. And you can write a lot about it if you have your journal, just go for it and pause this recording. The next area I want to explore is around boundaries. Boundaries are a very like a not being able to set them is really one of the an important indication that early abuse has happened and is impacting you today. So, abuse happens, that's one thing. Abuse happens, and then you're not able to set boundaries in adult life. It's a direct connection to not being able to, that your boundaries were crossed when you didn't even know that you had boundaries in your early years. And then the sense of this body isn't my body, or I'm not allowed to say no, those kinds of things. So here's the question to explore. It's how comfortable do I feel setting boundaries in relationships? So you want to look and see, are there times where you've said yes to something, but you really want to say no? And then really take some time to describe at one example, like go into a lot of depth with it and describe it and how it felt. This question can reveal times when you may have prioritized others over yourself, maybe out of fear of rejection or abandonment, one of the key tenets of this. So the question is, how comfortable do I feel setting boundaries in relationships? And the second part of that question is, are there times when I've said yes to something but really want to say no? All right. And then just, yeah, take some time to really, if you have more than one idea, you or one situation, you can take some time with each of those situations. And remember, the purpose of this is to not feel bad about it, to not go into shame about it, or collapse around it. It really is, I'm going to emphasize this, that the pathway out of these patterns is becoming aware of the patterns. The pathway out of, what is showing up in your life today is becoming aware of what it is that you're doing, what it is that's happening. And that's going to give you, that's going to open the door to a different way. And even if you don't know how to do that right now, you don't have to know how to do that right now. So, how comfortable do I feel setting boundaries in relationships? And when do I say yes to something that I wanted to say no to? All right, another really important question to explore here, to become aware of, is around the protective mechanisms that you might not even know that you're using. So the question here is, are there times when, and this is not a yes or no, even though it sounds like it, are there times when you feel you push people away or keep them at a distance, even if you want connection? So describe a time you did this and reflect on the fear or belief that you were trying to protect yourself from. Sometimes the belief that others will eventually hurt us, like what I shared about my client, can lead to pushing them away before they even have the chance to hurt you. So the question is, are there times when you feel you push people away or keep them at a distance, even if you want connection? And then describe a time you did this and reflect on the fear or belief you were trying to protect yourself from. All right. Good work. These are really powerful questions to become to explore, to take some time with. So now let's look at how self-doubt and unworthiness impact your self-beliefs. Your belief about yourself. So ask yourself, what beliefs do I have about myself that might impact my relationships? So an example might be, do I believe that I'm difficult to love? Or do I believe that others will eventually leave me if they truly know who I am? So it's not safe to be vulnerable. It's not safe to be open. It's not safe to, it's just not safe, right? And so, but look at all the beliefs. My core belief was that I don't matter. After the abuse, I believed I didn't matter. And then I, years later, decades later, I was able to connect how I was treating myself today as if I didn't matter, how I was treating myself, even in relationship, that I didn't matter. My partner mattered, and what they wanted mattered, and what they thought mattered, and what they believed mattered. But what I believed, I just kept it to myself. And it takes a little bit of work to make the connection. But I promise you that the connection between what you're believing here about yourself and how you're showing up in that is directly related to those early heartbreaks. So this question can be eye-opening in helping you identify where feelings of unworthiness might still be holding power. So, what beliefs do I have about myself that might impact my relationships? What beliefs do I have about myself that might impact my relationships? And you don't have to be perfect about it. Just start the process of becoming aware of these connections. You know, exploring these prompts, these questions that aren't always easy. But with each question, with each inquiry, with each time that you put pen to paper, each time you contemplate, you're learning more about yourself and how you relate to yourself and other people. So remember to approach this process with compassion and patience. You're doing really important work by becoming aware of these patterns. And I'm going to say it again and again. Awareness is the first step to change. You cannot change unless you have awareness. So let me take you through a vision exercise. And this is a chance to imagine the kind of relationship that you truly desire. A relationship where you feel completely worthy, valued, and loved. So if you're able to, you know, not if you're driving, of course, but if you're able to, I'm going to guide you through this now. If you're able to, go ahead and get yourself into a comfortable position. And when you're ready, close your eyes. Take a slow, deep breath in. And on your exhale, let any tension in your body just fall away. Just fall off of your body. And let your body relax with each breath. Breathe in deeply, feeling your abdomen expanding. Yeah, breathe that all the way down into your hips. And on the exhale, as the air leaves your body, let your shoulders soften. Let's take another slow, deep breath together. Down into your belly. Exhale fully, feeling even more soft and at ease. And now I invite you to imagine yourself in a relationship With someone who is completely and totally available and committed to you, where you feel completely loved and cherished. And picture a setting where you feel at home and at peace. Maybe you're in a cozy living room. Maybe you're outdoors, maybe at the beach or in the forest. But either way, you're sharing laughter. Maybe you're walking hand in hand with your partner in a place that brings you joy. Let yourself see the details. See or feel the warmth of their smile, the comfort of their embrace, the heat in the ha in their hands as in yours. And even the way that they look at you with true appreciation, they feel so lucky, so blessed to be with you. Take another couple slow breaths, allowing yourself to fully receive the love and acceptance that you feel in this vision. Now notice the qualities of this relationship. How do you feel with this person as you're there holding hands or walking? How do you feel? Do you feel safe, respected, and cherished? Give yourself permission to feel ease in your body and calm in your mind as you're embraced in at an atmosphere of love and acceptance. Take a few breaths here. As you imagine this relationship, ask yourself, what is it about this connection that makes me feel truly valued? What qualities make this relationship special, healing, joyful? And be sure to feel the commitment of this person, that they commit, how committed they are to you, how fully they're showing up to you, for you, with you. And now turn your attention inward and notice, how are you showing up in this relationship? Imagine yourself being your most authentic, open self, completely comfortable in expressing your needs and desires. Feel the confidence that flows from knowing that you're inherently worthy of this love and respect. Feel how safe it feels to be yourself in this vision. In this relationship, and see yourself clearly, standing tall with confidence, self-assurance. Notice how freely you speak your mind, and whether you agree or not, how fully you are received and accepted as you are. Notice that in this relationship, how you're comfortable in setting boundaries, healthy boundaries, and how they're respected. Notice how naturally you receive the love and kindness that your partner offers. And let yourself feel what it's like to be truly seen and accepted for who you are. Not a mask that you might have worn in the past. Take another breath. Now imagine a moment when your partner offers you a compliment or expression of love and allow yourself to fully receive it. How does it feel to accept their words and believe them? Really believe them. You don't deflect or downplay it. You let it in fully because you know that you are inherently deserving of love just as you are. As you stay in this vision, consider how this relationship is different from past ones. Notice the choices that you've made that have brought you here. Notice the patterns that you've released. And feel the strength and self-respect that you embody as you choose a partner who honors and uplifts you, a partner who is available and committed to you just as you are committed to them and to yourself. Feel that commitment. And that you've chosen wisely here with a full open heart. Now take a moment to anchor this vision in your mind and heart. Imagine yourself living this reality, moving through your days with a renewed sense of worth and ease in love. Notice how easy it is to be connected, to stay connected. And know that this vision is not only possible, it's within your reach. Take a few more breaths, letting this feeling of inherent worthiness settle in and let it become part of you. Something you can return to whenever you need it. And now, with another breath or two, and when you're ready, slowly bring your awareness back to the present moment, gently opening your eyes. So remember, this vision is here for you. Each step that you take toward recognizing your inherent worth and making choices aligned with this vision will bring you closer to the love that you deserve. And you do deserve it. Imagine yourself in this kind of relationship where you feel completely valued and loved. When you imagine yourself in it, you can reveal a lot about what you desire, what you long for. This vision is a powerful reminder of your inherent worth and the relationships that can come from embracing it. This vision and what you discovered, what you saw in that vision, these are the desires of your heart. Each one of us will have a little bit different vision of what's important to us. So know that if it wasn't possible for you, it wouldn't have come to you. So as you continue this journey, remember, I want to back up just a minute. If you did this vision exercise and nothing did come to you, I don't want you to think that that means it's not available to you. It means that you have to break through another layer, okay? I don't want that to be misunderstood. You have to break through the layer that allows you to even imagine the possibility of true love for yourself. So wherever you are on your journey, as you continue this journey, remember to move forward with compassion and patience. And becoming aware of these patterns is essential. With each step, you're laying the foundation for real lasting change. So now that you've taken some time to reflect on how feelings of self-doubt and unworthiness show up in your relationships, and you've got a vision of what your relationship that you want, it looks and feels like, let's talk about some small steps that you can take to begin shifting old patterns and cultivating a greater sense of your inherent worth. And I want to offer an approach that goes deeper than simple affirmations, because sometimes we'll just say, I'm unworthy, I'm worthy. That's a simple affirmation, and we want to go beyond an affirmation. So the step in building it and becoming more aware of your inherent worth is to become also aware of what you're actually doing. It's about noticing, tracking, and recording those small moments when self-doubt creeps in or when you compromise on your needs or values. So this awareness forms the foundation of your worth, of knowing and recognizing your inherent worth, because you can't change what you don't see, what you can't see. So here's what I'd like you to try. Track what you're telling yourself about your worth and your ability to have a committed, healthy relationship. Notice the times, you'll use your journal for this. Notice the times when you say yes, but you really want to say no. Write it down. Notice when you avoid setting a boundary, or when you set one and it's ignored, and write that down. And write it down. And when you also observe if you're setting boundaries that might be overly rigid, or if you push people away in some way, write it all down, every observation, every thought, every reaction. And this isn't about judging yourself. It's about building a clear picture of your patterns, which again, what's the mantra here? Awareness leads to change. You can't make changes until you're aware of what you're doing. As you track these behaviors of yours, your behaviors, I encourage you to gently challenge the negative beliefs that come up, and not with those simple affirmations like I mentioned earlier, but with statements that reflect a deeper truth. For example, you might find yourself thinking, "I'm unworthy." Don't replace it with, "I am worthy." That's the simple affirmation, and it doesn't really move the needle. Instead, remind yourself of what is more true than you're unworthy. And here's something I want you to really consider. The actual truth is you were born worthy. You are inherently worthy. And inherently being something that's inherent means it's part of you. So that means that there's nothing that you can do to make yourself more worthy than you are inherently worthy. And there's nothing that you can do or that can happen to you that can make you less inherently worthy. Inherently worthy is inherently worthy is inherently worthy, period. And so this is a more true statement. I am inherently worthy of love. I am inherently worthy of connection. So these statements reflect an essential truth about who you are, an essential truth. And here's one small but powerful action that you can take today that might feel uncomfortable at first. And it's to start calling yourself by a term of endearment, like sweetheart. Just try it out. Say it out loud or in your mind, or, just notice how it feels. If it's difficult or brings up tears, that's okay. It can be one of the most profound ways to open up to your compassion for yourself, is to speak to yourself the way you would a dear friend or a young child. Sweetheart, oh, sweetheart. And it's likely, if this does bring up some emotions, that it's likely that that this is a missing experience. No, maybe nobody ever called you that. No, maybe nobody ever really
endeared you in that way. So now start endearing yourself in that way. Give yourself what it is that you needed when you were little. Oh, sweetheart, I love you so much. You are inherently worthy. There's nothing you have to do to prove your value to me, sweetheart. And start treating yourself that way. So each of these steps might feel small, but with time and consistency, they build a foundation for you being aware of your own inherent worth. And by tracking your patterns and recognizing your inherent worth and treating yourself with gentleness, you're making real progress. I can't emphasize this enough. You're making real progress toward a healthier, more fulfilling relationship with yourself first and also with others. So as we close today, I want you to know that you can evolve beyond any pattern that is impacting your adult relationships. Any pattern, every pattern from the past that is impacting you today. Like my client who's now in a loving, healthy relationship, this is totally possible for you too. Healing doesn't happen overnight, but with every small step that you take, you'll begin to embody your inherent worthiness. And that's what will start to attract the kind of relationships that you truly desire. And it will attract somebody who is ready, willing, and able to commit to you. If this episode resonates with you, please share it with someone who might need to hear it. You never know who might be struggling silently, and a simple share could be the first step on their healing journey. If you'd like to explore working with me more closely to integrate these suggestions and more into your daily life and your relationships, you can visit my website at leilareyes.com, LEILAREYES, leilareyes.com. And it would truly be an honor to support you in building healthy, nourishing relationships after that early trauma, if you have that experience. And remember, healing is possible. Freedom from the past is within reach, and you are worthy of the love and joy that come with it. Thank you for joining me today and for allowing yourself to explore these important parts of your journey. Healing from trauma and reclaiming self-worth takes courage, and each step you take is a testament to your strength and resilience. I hope today's episode has given you a few new ways to see yourself and recognize your inherent worth. Remember, you're not alone on this journey, and every small step brings you closer to the relationship that you really want. Next time, we'll dive into a topic that I know many of you are eager to explore, breaking free from attracting unavailable partners. We'll look at why we sometimes find ourselves drawn to people who can't fully show up for us, and what we can do to start creating the kind of connection that nurtures and supports us. So I look forward to having you back next time. Until then, be gentle with yourself, honor yourself, and know that the love that you're seeking is closer than you might think. Thank you for joining me on this episode of From Trauma to True Love. I honor your courage for being here, taking steps towards the love and connection that you truly desire. I've been there too, stuck in painful patterns, longing for love but unsure how to create it in a way that felt safe, real, and lasting. You don't have to figure it all out on your own. If you're ready to explore what's been holding you back and discover what's truly possible for your relationships, I would love to support you. Visit Leila Reyes, LEILAREYES, Leila Reyes, and schedule a call today. We'll take the first step together toward the deep, meaningful love that you were born to have. I can't wait to connect with you. Until next time, take good care of yourself and know that real, lasting love is within your reach.